We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are starting 12 lines from the bottom. The first word of the line is Ema Denafla, and we're starting at the end of that line, Amar Abaya, right on top of the word Soif Soif. Amar Abaya. Abaya is asking a new kasha according to the Rashbam. Oh, brand new kasha. We're going back on a pasuk that we learned on Daf, top of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, which is really 2 days ago, Shir, I think we learned that blaf, that pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'chabas yireshes nachla mimatois b'nei Yisrael." Mimatois was loshen rabim. So Rashbam explained that this daughter got a yerusha from two different shvatim because her father was from Reuven and her mother was from Asher, and her both parents died. She was the only child. She had a yerusha from both of them. So it says that she has to marry her father's shevet. The kasha is she's turning out. She's taking Usher's chelik and bringing it to Reuven now. Her father's from Reuven. Her mother's from Usher. Now she goes ahead and marries into shevet Reuven. She's taking Usher's chelik and bringing it with her. Why isn't that a problem? That's a bias kasha. Sounds like it's impossible. You have no choice. What?
Her mother
already brought it here, right? And really, there's no choice. What do you want to do? But the reason why Bayez asks his kasha is because he has that pesach etzah. We'll see as we go along. Oh my Bayez, so if I'm coming to Akronach, let me shift the email. Shift the Abba. So when she goes, gets married, even to Reuven's chelik, she's taking Asher's chelik with her, and she's taking that now all the way to Reuven. So to Gemara, what Mordechai's taina was, oh my. What's the problem? But Dumashani Hashem is Kfar Husava. It already happened when her mother married. Now that's Pashut. When Shevet Reuven looks for a Shidduch, he doesn't have to marry into his own Shevet. Even though if he marries to another Shevet, it's possible that she's gonna get a Yerusha one day. As long as she that he's marrying is not the Yerush, supposed to be the Yerush, so then it's not a problem. But the case was there that when Reuven married this Bas Asher, she wasn't supposed to be the Yerush. So she was allowed to get married to Reuven. But the problem is that she ended up being the Yerush. And now, it already happened. Because once it went to Bas Asher, so then she already moved it away because she was married to Reuven. What do you want to do? She can't get divorced. She's married to Reuven already. So Ray was done. So what do you want from the daughter now? I think the daughter can't go marry into Reuven because he's taking out Asher's thing. It's already done. On Malay, so Abai said back, no. Shekar Husfa Lo Yamrinan. You don't say that. Why not? Because as long as she was still a child of the Bas Usher, so it wasn't Legamri taken away from Usher's chelik. But now when she goes married to Reuven, now she completely severed touch with Usher's chelik. That's why it's worse. Again, so what is the Eitzah? We'll see in a second. We'll see what the Eitzah is. But he says, what do you mean? You're right, Kfar Husava, but you don't say that because Maisa now is severing it completely by going to Reuven. Omlei Rav Yemer Rav Ashi, Ia Amrit Bishlama. So we have to learn the girsa of the Rashbam, who takes out the words Hainam Sukkah Cross. So Ia Amrit Bishlama Shkvah Husaba. So then it's good. So we read it in the pasuk. Hainam Sukkah Cross Bei Misiv Zavam Bishabal. Eli Amrit Loyim Shkvah Husaba. Kiminsva La'acha Mashpachas Matavia. My Hava. Masakun Achla Mashifta Deimo Shifta Daaba. Basically, the Gemara's kasha is on Rabbi. So what do you want to do? If you say Kvar Husava, so I understand why the Pasuk allows this daughter to marry into Reuven. But the Pasuk says that you should marry into your father's Shevet. So Bishlam, if you say Kvar Husava, do we have Eitzah, you can marry. But for you, what is the Eitzah? What do you want her to do? It says you let her marry into Reuven. What do you want her to do? Like, what's the Eitzah? He's saying, what's your suffix? It's a first Pasuk. Pasuk says she let her marry Atavia. So what's your taina? Like, it says in the Pasuk, let her go marry. Like, what do you want to do? That's the Gemara's taina. What do you want to do? So by answer, I'll tell you what I wanted to do. I wanted to masim la legavra da avuya meshifta da avua the imen meshifta imen. I want her to marry into a family, into a gavra that his father is from Reuven and his mother's from Asher. So I'm keeping it in the same family. I want you to marry. We'll call him Yaakov. I want you to marry Yaakov, whose father is from Shevet Reuven and his mother is from Shevet Asher. So now this bas, who has a Yerusha on both sides, will bring into marry Reuven, also has both sides. So now we're keeping it in the family. Because Reuven's also from that and that. That's Reuven also is from, Yaakov is also from Reuven and Asher. So when I marry Yaakov, and Yaakov is a Yerusha, he's also a mix. He's also a hybrid between Asher and Reuven. I'm taking a chelik as a hybrid.
We look at Asher for anything in this case.
We don't look at it for anything, but Lamaisa, we looked at it for the kasha. So, because we want to keep it in that family. Maisa is still in the Asher family through a hybrid. Rather, Mate Avio goes with Faz Shevet, no shall about it. But there's a little bit of hybrid over here. So that's the Eitzah. That's the Eitzah. Maybe Shemachayev do that. Zok to Gemara back on top of our base. Yehachi, Haila Echad Mishpachas Mate Avio Ve'imam Barle. If you'll be right, so to say, that you have to marry into, it says Mata Avia. It says, the Lach is, the Pasuk says, you only marry Le'echad Mishpachas Mata Avia Tialisha. Just say, Le'echad Mishpachas Mata Avia Ve'ima Tialisha. It doesn't say that. So, what's your question? You're wrong. Obviously, you say Kva Husava. So, he says, no. He couldn't say that. Because if he would have said that, Mishpachas Avia Ve'ima, I would think I could also marry into to marry a fellow that his father's from Asher and his mother's from Reuven. Either way. And that's not true. That you can't do. Because the mice are the same shevet. And therefore, I had to say it this way, but maybe still you have to marry your mother. That no, dafka mata avia. But maybe it should still be a problem with ima. And therefore, Abai is staying with this shaila slash question that he doesn't know what happens to that. If you don't say, he's not sure if you say kvar hosava, maybe you have to marry someone that his father is from Reuven and the mother is from Asher. He's not poised to shaila, but the brisa is poised to shaila. So really, the next brisa is a continuation on the next kufi gimel. We'll read finished Amid, and then next year we'll start again from the Tanya. We'll just read it. It's very quick reading. Tanya b'sibas haben, v'tanya b'sibas habal. Skip next words. The pasuk says, the brisa brings down that there is a pasuk, not like Rabbi Shmuel, like said, v'oimber, there is a Tana holds that each pasuk, each lav, is talking about someone else. One's the ben, and one's the father. It's not going back on Abaya. Just saying, so if I said that we push the Abaya Shaila, we're not pushed the Abaya Shaila. Abaya Shaila stays with the Shaila. We're going back now to the drasha that says that the husband is Yerush from the psukim. Because the pasuk says twice that you're not allowed to bring the nachla mimata lamata. So, v'loisisoy v'nachla l'bnei Yisrael mimata lamata, that b'sibas haben kosa David. That will worry that if she marries a different shevet, her son, who's from a different shevet, will be Yerush. Again, we're not talking about the mother anymore. We're talking about a regular case where she's from shevet Asher, she's now married to shevet Reuven. Why? Because if she dies, her son, who's from shevet Reuven, will be Yerush and take away from Asher. So, b'sibas haben kosa David. I don't b'sibas haben and b'sibas haben. Maybe it's not a case where the husband will be Yerush. The husband will be Yerush her. Zok to Gemara, because anyway, there's even pasuk for that. Leisisev nachla mata lamata acher. And from the word mata acher, that's what we learn from. Hare asibas habal omur. That's talking about sibas habal. Hamani mekayim. Leisisev nachla mata reisho. Mata lamata b'sibas haben kos b'daver. And we have another brisa that says the same thing. Basically, this brisa is saying is that there's two psukim, two lavim. One's talking about that the husband gets it from the wife. One's talking about the son gets it from the wife, from the mother. And therefore, a person, a shevet usher woman, should not marry into a shevet Reuven family because you're going to take away the nachla. How? Two psukim. Either through her husband or through her child. That's the brisa says. And we have another brisa that says the same exact drasha, and then we'll try to figure out how do you know which pasuk talking about what, and that will do it, Meshem, in the next year.